Get ready. Get set. Toast and Jam is back for another weekly podcast, your favorite topics. I'm Tim Oast, the toast part of the show.
Now, does that mean you're crispy?
Don't I get an applause or anything?
Does that mean you get buttered and you're crispy? Is that why you're toast?
I'm not soggy anymore. I know that.
That was last week.
Yes. Yeah. And here's Paul McDonald, known as Jam.
Yeah, I spread easily. That's another story.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving right along.
Yes, moving right along. By the way, he's the sports writer of the year in North Dakota. Just check the sports section of the Times Record and you'll see why. There you have it. There's all your plug.
All the cartoons.
Toast and Jam brought to you by Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley.
He does a lot for us.
Even though he's a Red Sox
Red
fan.
Red Sox fan, yeah.
But we whooped up on the
we
Red
took care
Sox
of them.
This year. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, before we get to our guests here, let's give you the answer of last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Did we have a winner?
We did not, and I'm surprised because it was relatively easy.
Do I have to make these things easier
apparently,
or what? Okay. What
Spell
name?
Cat.
I bet Corey will get maybe Al will get this too. What name did the athletic teams go by at Jack Nicklaus's high school? What nickname did the athletic teams go by at Jack Nicklaus's high school?
Exactly.
The Golden Bears. There it is. Okay, no winner. Have another trivia question coming up later. Let's get to our guests, Valley City State University President Al LaFave and Corey Anderson, another executive in the room, Executive Director for University Advancement. That is a mouthful. Yeah, okay. What we're going to talk about is, first of all, the big, big gift from the Gary Tharaldson family last week to the VCSU Forward Together Capital Campaign, a $5 million gift, largest, I believe, in VCSU history. We'll start with President LaFave. How many different ways can we say thank you to a gift like that?
Well, this is one of them, and certainly we were just so thankful and grateful, and we still are. We've got smiles on our faces for many months and years going forward. This is going to be transformative for our campus, and we just can't thank the Tharaldson family enough. It's going to be a real difference maker for us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he's been good to the college for many years.
Yeah, many years ago he was a very key and instrumental player in developing some scholarship funding that became available, and that was at a time when enrollments were in need of a boost, and his gift at that time made it possible to provide some outstanding scholarships to students, and really that's when the enrollment picture started to turn around at VCSU for the positive. So yeah, very, very, very generous to our campus and our community. We're, again, very thankful.
And you've had a lot of people step up in this campaign, though.
We have. It's been just an outstanding process, and it's winding down now. There are still about 17 emerging gifts that are sitting out there on the table, and certainly when news like this happens, you hope that spurs along the completion of those as well. And so, yeah, we've had a real successful campaign and are excited to see the results of that on our campus.
With that donation, where does that put the total?
With that and the 11.5 that we received from the state for McCarthy Hall, you'll recall part of our campaign was for facility renovation. The legislature was generous to give us 11.5, of which we provided a $2 million match internally. Mm. That puts us over $20 million right now, $20.4 million, and so we're excited about where that's sitting. And Corey actually probably has the running total of those numbers on about an hourly basis, so he can address that more specifically than me.
And we'll get to Corey here in just a bit, but I just want to maybe back up a little bit, maybe let our listeners know of the buildings and the renovations of the Capital Campaign. And what's the timeline for each?
Sure. Right now we're in phase one. That's a great question. McCarthy Hall, which was the model school, it's the easternmost building that's connected to McFarland, is slated for renovation. It's going to be starting next month. And that's going to be the home for the new home for our School of Education and Technical Education. And we're just excited to see what that's going to do to elevate a program that's already at the top of the list in the region mm-hmm. and the state and the nation. So we're real pleased that we can provide those students with an opportunity to be in some outstanding educational spaces. As I said, that's the first phase. That's happening right now. And then the next phase is the addition of the Fieldhouse addition to the Osmond with indoor turf practice. And, again, Corey has all the specifics on that.
Okay. Very good. Let's take a little break here. We're going to take a break. Jimmy's Pizza time. Yeah. Did you have that delivered today? Or
what's going on? It's on its way. The trout pizza's on its way.
The trout pizza. Yes. We had kind of a... A little joke going last week. I happened to slip on the German pizza with tangy trout instead of tangy kraut. So I've heard a lot about that this week. Phone is ringing off the hook. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Jimmy's Pizza, dine in, take out. They deliver. They open at 4 o'clock every day, and they have great pizza. You know, you can also... have them make it, and you can just grab it and bake it yourself, that kind of thing. All kinds of pizza, even the garden veggie pizza if you don't like the meat. I'm not going to talk about German pizza this week because I get in trouble. Volcano pizza, pepperoni and jalapeno peppers.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Are you pepper guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
A little hot.
Yeah.
Grinders, pasta dinners, Jimmy's Wings. Got the E-Games in there if you're waiting. Grab a beer, throw a little money in the E-Games, and hey, who knows? You might
pay
win
for your dinner.
Walk out and pay for your dinner. It's all at Jimmy's Pizza in Valley City there on East Main. And the phone number, please.
845-1234.
Perfect. Okay.
Same as my pin.
Never changes. His pin stays the same all
it
the
does.
Time, too.
Yeah.
Can't believe somebody hasn't hacked into that million yet. Let's pull the mic over to Corey Anderson.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, you know, if you made mistakes all the time,
yeah.
they would never say anything. But when you make your first one, people are
right.
going to
yeah,
pick up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Yeah, okay.
Pizza will be coming later, right?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Like Al LaFave said, this is a real game changer for the future of Valley City State. As a kid coming out of high school and looking at what things are going to look like here in the next year or two, pretty impressive. And you were an athlete. You look at that and you're going,
sorry.
You look at that and you're going, wow, where would I mean, this is the place. This is a home for me.
Yeah. I you know, you talk about coming out of high school when I was in high school and coming down here, and things haven't changed since then. And we know that was a long time ago.
And that was before school buses.
Yeah. Yes.
You
that
walked.
And 8th Avenue Bridge wasn't even there, I don't think. No. So it was really a long time ago. but yeah, I can't say enough about how we have dreamed about this coming and just what it will do for our programs and the opportunities that it will present not only to our student athletes on the university, but really in the county, and the opportunities for others to come in and be able to use the facility and for us to host things. And, you know, it's just going to be a game changer, as we have said, and we're really excited about it. And I don't think any of us probably like looking at a shovel and putting it in the ground because it normally means work for us. But this is one of those situations where I can't wait to have that shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That can't come soon enough. And to get that rolling and to just see that change, it's just going to be really exciting. And coming down 8th Avenue into Valley City, it's just going to change the whole perception of that facility out there, and I think it will be a great draw.
I love the looks of that building. It looks like you know, you look at the Minnesota Vikings stadium, it looks like a mini version of the Viking ship,
right?
And I really like the looks of that. That's going to be so impressive.
Yeah, and we're excited about it, and it's a little bit of I don't want to call it a unique building, but it's just advancements happen, and one of the things when we started looking at this was, you know, it's nice to have a great new building, but then it's the ability to keep it up and to operate it and to look at all the other efficiencies with it, with lighting and heating and cooling and all those things. And so we think we've just found a great match with this one. It's very efficient. It'll give us 66,000 square feet of space. All of our programs will be able to you know, make use of it. Probably not to what we would say 100%. Like, the football field's not 100 yards long. It's 75 yards long. But, you know, for track and field, they'll be able to do their sprints, their hurdles, their vaults, their jumps, their throws, you know, just all those different types of things like that. Softball, it'll have a regulation in field in it, so the fences will be regulation distance. You know, baseball, again, the ability to just, you know, so many of our fields we play on are turf fields. To be able to take ground balls on turf before you get outside or before you go somewhere to play will be paramount to their success that they, you know, we just have not had, and we've gotten by, and nobody's complained about it, which has been the great thing. Is it's we've never used it as a crutch, but now here we have this opportunity.
For people that maybe don't know a lot about the project, where is this building going to go?
So this is going to go directly south of the current W.E. Osman Fieldhouse, or the bubble. And, you know, we still have a little bit of work to do in how that's going to be adjacent to it. We're maneuvering some other things in terms of, you know, we're going to have a flood wall that'll be coming in there in, you know, I don't know how long, 8-10 years, something like that down the road, that we're going to have to work, you know, around or with. And it's not going to complicate things that we do. We just have to be aware of where all those things are. And then it's going to, you know, east and west, to go to the west side, it's going to be pushing out towards the football field. So it's 230 by 260. So 260 okay. long and 230 wide. It's going to, you know, not only just the big box, the field, but then it's going to have our weight room in it. It's going to have a training room for when we host things in there. It'll have team rooms, and then storage. So it's going to be multi-purpose, multi-use, and the key thing here is it's going to be so functional to give us what we need to have.
And it's going to be very impressive right there while you're watching a football game. You get to see that thing all the time.
Yeah, and to give you just a little perspective, the bubble, here's my trivia for you. Floor to the roof of the bubble, what's the height?
Floor to the roof.
Yep.
I'm going to guess 200.
450.
In feet. Floor to the
roof. Oh, in feet.
200 feet. Oh, feet.
Feet.
Feet. Oh. I was
175. I was
40 feet.
40 feet.
40
feet.
Oh, from, feet okay. from
40
the,
feet.
Yes.
Oh, 40 that's feet.
Maybe okay. it's because I'm short that it just seems yeah. taller.
Boy, this went off the tracks in a hurry.
It sure did.
It's 40 feet from the floor.
Okay.
To give you in perspective, the new building will be 70.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to stand out.
Yes, it will.
The peak will be 30 feet higher.
Nice.
Corey, what about numbers? I know that we got the total from Al LaFave. You initially were looking to raise how much again?
So the goal for the whole capital campaign was $25 million.
Okay.
And we are actually with this gift at $25.4 million. And so we did exceed that. And
okay.
And we're looking, you know, we have opportunities to continue to add to that, and we will do so. And the breakdown with the Osman edition right now is we're over $10 million on that one. And so we will continue, again, as I said, to add to those. You know, we have a budget that we have in mind that we will tighten up now that things have gotten serious. And, you know, there's always a cost of waiting, and there's inflationary things here and there. And we've also saved a lot of dollars just by value engineering the project and making smarter decisions. And we'll continue to do that as we move forward. Concentrating on the functionalness of the facility is the main thing that we need to have.
When you get the shovels out, Paul's pretty handy with one, so.
I've dug myself out of many a problems with that. Yes.
Okay, so if anybody still wants to donate, they can do so. How do they do that?
I would encourage them to just reach out to us at the foundation office, 845-7203, whether you would visit with myself, Larry Robinson, for the next well, till the end of June. So, okay. and then Larry will be riding off into retirement.
That leads into my next question. You know, a lot of people have been working on this project. Anybody else you'd like to mention? I know Larry has put in quite a bit of time.
Yeah, certainly Larry has led the effort on our capital campaign, and what a great way to cap off his career at BCSU than to have this happen. And that entire campaign task force, there have been a lot of folks who put in extra effort and really heroic effort to make it happen. Phil Mueller, Dick Goleman, others on that task force, Corey, myself, and folks on our campus who just continue to spread the good word about what's happening at BCSU. So there have been a lot of real key players. Dick played a very significant role in this particular ask because of just longstanding relationships and knowledge of the situation and what we needed and what would help VCSU. We also spent so many people contribute to the overall process.
Well, so many awesome alumni at Valley City State University with all the programs. Yeah. I mean, it's just overwhelming.
Yeah, one of the things I think that's important to mention about Larry is through this process, we identified a lot of new donors and new friends of the university. Certainly, so many of our folks that continually give and continually support were a big part of this as well, and we don't want to minimize that. There have been some really major gifts that have been made to this campaign. But the new and emerging, I think, brought about $3 million to this campaign.
Wow.
And the fact that you have those new folks who are involved, now being able to cultivate that and keep that going long term, I think will be really important for the future success of the campus.
Well, in all the years that I've been here, I know Valley City is a very, very giving community. They always give.
Yes.
And that's a big plus for Valley City. President LaFave, another school year in the books, of course. Graduation last weekend, beautiful day.
Oh, great day.
How would you sum up the year?
Just nothing but success, you know. And graduation creeps up on you. All of a sudden, you wake up and it's Saturday morning of commencement, and you wonder where the year went. And part of that's because of how involved and how busy we all are on campus. We've just got a great team, not only of senior leadership and president's cabinet folks, but our staff, our faculty, our student representation. It's been a great year. You know, enrollment-wise, you couldn't ask for a better year. We broke records in both the fall and the spring. In fact, over the last 5 years, our spring enrollments have risen by almost 30%. So things are progressing really well there. The quality indicators continue to be strong. You know, U.S. News and World Report, 27 years in a row now, VCSU's been in the top of that list. We're number 2 in the entire Midwest for quality for regional public institutions. That's 12 states. Mm-hmm. And number 1 in North Dakota for regional publics. And so you combine that with our affordability piece and our commitment to making sure that students are going to be able to attain their degrees in an affordable manner. We have a great product at a great price. And we continue to be aware and mindful of inflation and how that's impacting families. One of the things, not to get too specific, but I do want to bring it up, in addition to the great scholarships that our foundation office supports and helps create for us, we've identified a stay and save program for our students so they can come as a freshman, and whatever rate they pay for the residence halls as a freshman, we'll guarantee that all 4 years.
Nice.
So they can count on the fact that that's not going to go up. So in this inflationary environment, one thing you can count on is that piece will stay the same. And, you know, just the amazing output of work by our faculty, our staff, and our students. We've had research symposiums. We've had thousands of students on our campus this year for various tournaments and events like the first ever math contest. Wow, it was just fantastic. And so, yeah, it's just been a great year for us.
And some exciting news coming very soon for the athletic teams.
Yes, we're going to be ready to make an announcement here within the next week or so on what we'll be doing in the fall of 2025. Of course, next year we still have the North Star Conference, and that will be in play for yet another year. And following that, we know that we need to make an adjustment and move forward, and so we'll be announcing something next week.
Very good. Corey, anything else?
We thank everybody for the support. We just couldn't do it at the university without the community. And I know we're kind of nestled in that tree side, that hillside, and have that river that, you know, protects us, so to speak. But it's an effort that it's just amazing. When the announcement came out on the Thurlton gift, the outpouring on social media of all people and people that I have not seen comment on anything ever made comments on that. So that tells you the impact that this gift has had and the feel that it's given out to everybody. And it's gotten everybody really rallied and excited about it. And again, we can't thank the Thurlton family enough for that and really spurring it on putting us where we need to be. So,
Gary,
awesome
class
for everybody.
Gary, class of 67, is that right?
Yes, I believe it's 67.
A little before our time.
And you think about just his beginnings, just a great story.
Yeah. It is.
And as humble as he is, even with all the things that he has achieved, he's that North Dakota, he's that Valley City person, and it's a success story that's awesome, and we're just fortunate to be able to have a building with his name on it and provide for years and years and years to come.
Yeah, we have so many stories like that in North Dakota, and I think Valley City is very proud to be a part of that, you know, that great story of Gary Thurlton. Very good. President Al LaFave, Corey Anderson, thank you so much. You can hang in here and comment, whatever, we can let you go. I know you've got a schedule going today, don't you?
Okay. Things to see. You bet. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
you
coming in.
Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate it. Oh yeah. And when's the golf lesson, Corey?
Tomorrow.
Okay, got it.
5:30 a.m.
5:30 a.m. Yeah, I'm used to that time, though. Anyway.
Yeah. I've been working an hour and a half by then.
How about we do some sports trivia?
Do we want to?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do we have to make this easier? Maybe. I don't know.
No, I really thought that one was easy because I thought everybody knew that was his nickname.
Yeah, it was his nickname, and that was the name of the high school team. Our trivia question is brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent, and you have some information.
I'm going to tell you that sometimes it pays to have all your eggs in one basket, especially if those eggs need to be insured by a company that you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save. You can protect your home, vehicles, business, everything you care about, and that's at a price that will not break you. So just ask Chris Quilvang about multi-line discounts. Give him a call at 845-2912. Now that's Nodak Insurance. Chris Quilvang agent. They're the agents with answers.
I was thinking about, we were talking about Caitlin Clark and the record that she set this year, all-time scoring record for basketball, period, not just women's, men's as well. Can you imagine, we're going to lead into a trivia question here, can you imagine how many points Pete Maravich would have scored if he played with a three-point line?
5,107. 5,700 or something. Didn't someone figure this out?
They did. It came out to, a retired Baton Rouge area sports writer, Sam King.
Okay.
Concluded that Maravich would have averaged about 54 points a game had a three-point line been around. Of course, that was adopted in 1986 by the NCAA.
Right.
He had a 44.2 average.
Right.
Three seasons.
That's before freshmen were allowed to play.
Yeah. Three seasons.
Yep.
He only played three.
Yep.
And that's another thing. Caitlin Clark played
four. She could have come back, but she decided not to.
Okay. So there's things to think about when you
Shot clock.
No shot clock. By the way, he scored 3,667 points.
Okay.
Let's see. Maravich set numerous NCAA, SEC, and school records, led NCAA scoring in three years. And as a pro, of course, five-time NBA All-Star and led the league in scoring in 76-77. There you have it. Now, trivia question.
All right.
Pistol Pete Maravich was noted for what? Pistol Pete Maravich was noted for what? I'm going to say part of his uniform.
Okay.
Does that make it a little easier?
It does a little bit. Very little. But it does.
He wore these.
Yes.
That's our so that,
that's
for
that's
today.
That's the key right there. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, that was
didn't
loud.
Mean to blow you off the blow you out of the water, man. Boy, sorry about that.
My eyes are bad now. My ears are bad. Anyway,
what?
Okay. Pistol Pete Maravich noted for what, and it's a part of his uniform. Okay.
Interesting. All right.
Sports this week.
Busy week.
Not too. I mean, things have slowed down a little bit.
This
or are they picking
is,
up this now?
Week
this
is,
week
is nuts. Okay. But after this week.
Then it's over.
It's going to be feast or famine.
Yeah.
Highlander baseball last night, or softball, pardon me, they defeated Fargo Davies, and I believe now that has almost assured that the softball team will be in the EDC tournament. They will have Central here in town at 4:30. They're playing over at the VCCU softball complex, 4:30. Baseball has Grand Forks Central tonight, senior night, 7 o'clock, final home game for them. And then also softball will be playing again on Friday at home, and if they can get two out of these three, and they got one last night against Davies, they will be in the EDC tournament.
Well, good luck to them. Let's hope they can.
Yeah, track last night, the big Bill Jansen last chance meet. A
lot of teams here.
We had 14 teams. One actually was the new school in Fargo. It's a private school, a something classical academy. They've sent one jumper over is all they had. But did come over. But three more Highlanders qualify for state. Morgan Larson, Lainey Bacalar, and Greta Govan all qualified individually. They've all been part of relays. Now they have qualified for individual. They got their East Region coming up this weekend. And that's going to be at NDSU.
Golf? Where are we at with the boys' golf?
Boys' golf, they are.
They have an East Region.
Today's Tuesday, so they are playing today. And they've got just a couple more meets left to go, and then they're going to be starting their EDC next weekend.
Okay.
And they go to Kingswalk is where the EDC tournament. Oh, no, that's the state tournament.
State tournament there.
State tournament is there. And, of course, there Andrew Tangen is already qualified for a state.
Got it.
So they're winding their season down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis. Still undefeated.
Wow.
They had a couple of. There are now 9-0. They will be. The big ones tonight, if you are a tennis fan, here we're talking Tuesday, 4 o'clock this afternoon, West Fargo Cheyenne comes to town. We met the young lady.
Yes,
we did. Sabia Gould, her and her parents, and I'm going to try to sneak out there and say hi to them before I have to head over to softball. But if you get over to the North Courts, this is for the EDC Championship tonight.
You're going to see one of the better tennis players in the state
as
well.
As a freshman.
Yeah, as
a freshman.
Yeah.
And she is one of the better tennis players in the state, West Fargo Cheyenne.
Sister wasn't too bad either.
Sister was also a state champ. So that is at 4 o'clock tonight. So head over to the North Courts and watch that.
Okay. History notes on this day, 1906. Flagpole at the White Sox ballpark breaks during pennant raising. Wouldn't that be embarrassing?
That's a heavy pennant.
Yeah. 1940, Boston's Jimmy Fox hits a home run over Comiskey Park's left field roof. 1986, Reggie Jackson hit his 537th home run, passing Mickey Mantle into sixth place. 1989, you'll like this one.
Okay.
Minnesota Twin Kirby Puckett becomes the first player to hit six doubles across two consecutive games since St. Louis Cardinal Red Shandiest did it in 1948.
Wow.
Kirby has a few of those.
That wouldn't have happened to have been the Milwaukee Brewers that he did it. Because there was a stretch where he was like 9-for-9 or 10-for-10 over a two-game series with Milwaukee.
Yeah. Sports birthdays today. 1937, born on this day in 1937, Dick Houser. Baseball player, manager, World Series, 1977, Yankees.
Yep.
1942, Tony Perez.
First baseman for the Big Red Machine.
Big Red Machine back in the 70s, 75, 76. 1966, born on this day, Pooh Richardson.
Played for the Wolves.
First, NBA All-Rookie First Team in 1990.
Yeah, UCLA point guard, if memory serves.
So. And I've got a local one here. Well, it's kind of local.
Kind of local?
It's a relative.
Oh, okay. All right.
I shout out to my brother Todd. Had a birthday yesterday, celebrating his 65th. Played on here's a little something.
Okay.
Played on two different conference championship baseball teams. Jamestown College as a freshman, and Dickinson State as a junior.
He was the difference, obviously.
I don't know.
Don't tell him I said
that. I don't know what's going to. We're not going to go that far. Oh.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
To a fellow Taurus.
Golf, got senior league going on. We were down in Grand Rapids yesterday.
How'd you do?
Not good.
Not well, no.
I don't know about that course. It's in great shape.
Right.
Beautiful course. Art Hagebach, I think he kind of runs the thing or owns it.
Yep.
What doesn't he own?
I don't know.
He had a golf cart, too. Pretty fancy one.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah, yeah. But no, we're doing the one day a week right now, and then in June we kick to Monday, Wednesday.
Okay.
And next week we're at Leonard.
Leonard.
They're open all the time.
Right.
Even when it snows. And then we have Bjornsson and Valley City Country Club.
Back to back.
Back to back, yeah. To wrap up May and into early June. So things are going there. I'm still under the 90. I haven't hit a 90-plus yet this year.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
I got close yesterday.
Maybe you broke the Cottonwood jinx, so maybe that started you on the correct path.
Oh, and I've got Corey is a big golfer, too, Anderson.
Yeah.
And so I thought instead of words of wisdom, I'm going to do a golf quote. Golf's three ugliest words. What do you think they are? Golf's three ugliest words.
Bogey?
That's one word.
Is that one of them?
No.
Oh, no.
No. They go together.
Oh, they go together?
Yeah, three words. The three ugliest words in golf. Still your shot.
What's it?
It's still your shot.
It's still your shot.
Still your shot. Three ugliest words in golf.
I love it.
Oh, boy. Well, that is going to do another version of Toast and Jam. Been a lot of fun today. This has been good.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Love it when we have people that join us here in the 1047 studios.
Yeah, 1047 studios, yeah. Still 1047. Do they sell batteries? Do they sell batteries around here?
I don't think it takes batteries.
Mice behind it.
I don't dare look behind that thing now.
Oh, goodness. Well, again, President Lefebvre, Corey Anderson, thank you for stopping in today. And we'll do it again next week. Our show brought to you by Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. And we got a big thank you to you-know-who.
Mr. Eric Kringley.
For making...
he's always listening.
For making it happen and making us sound so darn good.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I listen to him go, I sound that like, wow.
I didn't think
I
sounded...
I'm this. I'm
like, I don't think I sounded that good. What they can do with technology.
Imagine.
Yeah. Have a nice week,
yeah, you too.
Paul, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good.
All right.